Well, let's go to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, for more now on this news that he had just a few minutes ago, the Taoiseach seeking a meeting with the chief executive of AstraZeneca. What can you tell us, Paul?
Well, what we know is only a little bit, that this was first revealed by the Taoiseach, the Leave Racker, in the Doyle, following up from inquiries with the Department of the Taoiseach. A government spokesman confirmed that, yes, the Taoiseach is seeking a meeting with the CEO of AstraZeneca. It does relate to this fall off in supply and the failure by the company to honour its contract. That the meeting is hopefully going to happen next week, but has not been confirmed, and has been operated through the link between the two, between the Department of the Taoiseach and the company, is the IDA. More than that, Brian, I don't really have.
I think separately, though, Paul, you have some news in relation to Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, is that right?
Yeah, the Taoiseach is currently on his feet in the Doyle, and he said it's only right and proper that the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, is able to take 6 months' maternity leave. And he said that will happen from April 13th. He described the rules surrounding maternity leave as outdated assumptions which needed to be changed, and on that basis he said that she will remain a member of government without portfolio. However, her responsibilities at the Department of Justice will be taken over by Heather Humphreys for those 6 months, and other junior ministers will be moved as well. So breaking news still happening at the moment.
Right. Paul, maybe I just go back for a moment to this situation in relation to the vaccine rollout. I suppose the Taoiseach's move in relation to AstraZeneca, it's another indication of the political pressure that the government is under over this.
Absolutely. The pressure has been consistent, in particular from Sinn Féin in recent days, that the government simply hasn't been doing enough, hasn't been forceful enough on the question of pressing the European Commission to ensure that AstraZeneca does live up to its contracts or seeks supplies from other countries. The issue was raised in the Doyle by the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, today, and he contended that the European Commission is failing its citizens because it's what it's termed talking to these companies but not taking action. He said there needed to be a summit of EU leaders to nail down three things. One, which was to guarantee and hold on to the supply that we have. Number two, ensure the contracts were honoured. And number three, that there was going to be greater capacity for production. In reply, the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, he said that there was due to be a leader summit, although a date hasn't been set on this particular issue. And he noted that it was allowed under European law to block exports of products. And he noted that Italy had already done that.
All right. For the moment, Paul Cunningham, thank you for that. And if we do have news on that EMA announcement in relation to the J&J vaccine before the end of the programme, we will, of course, return to it.